with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in Studio Bar from Stranger Things, actor Shannon Purser. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Very excited to meet you. Big fan. So where are you from? Thank you. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Georgia.
From Georgia? Okay. What part?
Roswell. It's like 30 minutes north of the city.
Wasn't there a show called Roswell, and was it based
yeah,
out of Roswell,
but no,
Georgia?
That's Roswell, New Mexico.
That was Roswell, New Mexico.
Everybody
that's
gets
right.
them confused.
That's
I'm
right.
like, no, we didn't get the aliens. We're just
that's New
like
Mexico.
A suburban
yeah.
town.
Of course, that's right. As I was saying it, I remember it was. Where's your accent?
I don't know. I mean, my dad's from California, so I guess I didn't really get a whole lot of like the really Southern influence. But whenever I'm at like a family reunion with my mom, it comes back out.
Really?
It's like, hey, y'all. Oh my gosh. What you doing?
There it is.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Cause right now you sound like you're from Van Nuys or something.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It comes in handy.
So I want to talk Stranger Things in a little bit, but yeah. Tell us about this new movie, Wish Upon. What is this all about?
Yeah. It's a new horror movie directed by John Leonetti, who did DP work for The Conjuring, and who directed Annabelle.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Yeah,
so he knows scary.
So much fun. He does. He's been in it forever, and he's the coolest person in the world. And we had an amazing time. It's basically about a young girl named Claire who finds a magic box that gives her 7 wishes.
Okay.
And unfortunately, every wish comes with a terrible price, and we kind of see her world slowly fall apart.
Ooh, dun dun dun. And then scary things happen.
Yes, lots of scary things.
I love scary movies.
So okay.
Where'd you guys shoot this at?
Toronto.
Okay. How'd you like it up there?
Toronto was awesome. It's like a slightly less scary New York.
Yeah.
And I had a really good time. So it was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of production. I'm sure you saw a lot of other actors
yeah.
and stuff doing a lot of other stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Like Canada is doing super well. I know I shoot Riverdale in Vancouver too. And we're surrounded by like Supergirl and The Flash are like filming up there. It's cool.
So this girl has 7 wishes, you say?
Yes.
In this one box. That's a lot. What happened to the traditional 3?
Right? I don't know.
She
got lucky, I guess.
Oh my God, 7's awesome.
Yeah.
What would be one of your wishes?
I want to win an Oscar. Really bad.
I like that.
That's the dream.
Practical one.
I think.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then are you all in high school or?
Yeah, the characters are all in high school.
The characters mm-hmm. are all in high school. Okay. And how was your high school experience?
It was weird. I didn't go to like
Roswell?
A regular... Yeah, in Roswell, not New Mexico.
Roswell, Georgia.
Yeah, no, I went to like this homeschool co-op. So usually when people think of like homeschooling, they think like you're alone in like your house with your mom. But some kids do that. But no, they were like, it's like a bunch of different families decided they all wanted to like homeschool their kids. So we went to this little building. There's like 200 of us. We all did like school together.
And so wait, parents went there?
No,
with
no.
their kids? So
no, the parents
I'm
sent
confused.
Their kids.
So it's like one mom taught a bunch of different kids.
Yeah.
But so it's like a private school. It's like a real private
it's,
school.
Like in a house.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
basically like a private school. Like
it's a private.
We had
private.
Actual teachers, not just like moms. It wasn't like a staff of moms.
So what does one have to do to get into this kind of school?
I mean, nothing special.
It's very, you know? Very exclusive.
It's not really.
It sounds super VIP.
No, not really. I mean, it was like religious based. So like
was
as long
okay?
as you didn't like rock the boat, then you're fine.
Yeah. Come in, start sacrificing stuff. You're good to go.
Yeah. If you can avoid it.
All right. Is Ryan Phillippe in this project?
He is. Yes.
Oh, very cool. How was
I know.
He to work with?
I didn't get to work with him a lot, but I saw him around. He's really funny and like cute. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but he is. And like, no, he was really cool. He was really fun to be around and pretty much just like acted like one of the kids and we had a great time.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. All right. Wish Upon. Look forward to checking it out.
Thank
so,
you.
So let's talk Stranger Things for a second.
Yes.
Did you have any idea when you were filming it that, okay, this is going to probably catch on or it's streaming, but I don't know what's going to happen or what was your attitude towards it?
I don't even know. I think when we got the scripts and we got down to it, we realized that we had something really special and cool. And I mean, I loved it from the get-go. It's totally a show that I would have like devoured, you know, even if I hadn't like been a part of it. And yeah, I think I feel like I knew the show would do well just because like, you know, why wouldn't it? We had this amazing cast and the writing was spectacular. And the Duffer brothers who created it are like geniuses. But yeah, then it blew up and it was crazy to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your character blew up too.
I know.
Sort of the breakout. What do you think about all the memes and all the wonderful stuff of your character.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like surreal to see like your face like put on Harambe, you know, like you're like, what is my life?
It's that's when you know you made it.
For real. Right, I was so unexpected, but obviously I'm so thankful for it because I've gotten these really amazing opportunities because
that's
of
awesome. Well, looking ahead to next year, you're part of the Melissa McCarthy comedy Life of the Party.
Yes.
Great cast right there too. Maya Rudolph, Julie Bowen. How was it working with those?
It was so cool. I actually have a pretty small part. I was only on set for like one day, but I got to like work opposite Melissa McCarthy, which is like a dream come true.
She's awesome.
She's so cool. She's the nicest human being and like
she is
a really cool mom, but like you can like still make like inappropriate jokes with her. Uh-huh. She won't like ground you. So it's great. She's super cool.
Very cool. Very well. Good for you.
Yeah.
You're staying so busy. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
All right. Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Ooh, My Heart Will Go On.
Ooh.
Oh, you go ballad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You sing?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you like to show off?
Sometimes.
Okay, depends. First show on your DVR.
Ooh. Freaks and Geeks, I just watched.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Favorite 80s movie?
Ooh, Breakfast Club.
Least favorite word?
Moist.
Get that off.
That is the most selected word.
Most selected word.
It's pretty disgusting sounding.
I always say, how do you describe a delicious muffin then? Right?
What's another word? There isn't.
That's an appropriate word.
And I've used
word.
It before to describe like delicious things, but like it's uncomfortable.
when it's humid out, you feel
moist.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Slightly
don't say it.
Damp.
Yeah, slightly exactly. Damp. Time travel destination.
I'd like to go to the Renaissance. I thought it was pretty fascinating. I mean, it terrifies me a little bit because I know I would be like stuffed in a corset and, you know, not allowed to like speak to men. But it would. There's a lot of great art in that time. And I think it's really fascinating.
Hygiene wasn't a top priority, though.
No, it wasn't. They took like what, like one bath a year? Like, not about that.
They
no,
just wallowed in their funk.
People also died at like 30.
Smelled
so
bad. That was an
issue.
Why
not deal with it? Wish Upon hits theaters July 14th. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Shannon Purser. Thanks for stopping by today, Shannon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. On with Mario Lopez.